The pandemic has been a boon for pets. With people staying home, it's created a high demand for animal companionship. Animal welfare organizations across the country said pet adoptions, mostly dogs, rose by double-digit rates last year. But now, with a vaccine promising an end to the pandemic, there is concern the pendulum may swing the other way. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Pam Peebles, Executive Director of the Thomas J. O'Connor Animal Control and Adoption Center in Springfield.
This is, you know, again, the darn word unprecedented. We're a tiny, we're a very small staff in number. And when this first started, there was an incredible, heartwarming response by our community, close and far, you know, our tight-knit community here, our close community here, and then calls from neighboring states as well throughout New England about, you know, hey, I've reached out to my local animal shelter, but they don't have any animals for me to foster. And we couldn't handle the response, albeit heartwarming. And that, at the time, of course, we all thought this was a 2 or 3 week period, that this we wouldn't be having to sustain this. And so what the reaching out from kind people who cared and wanted to help, they're telling us, hey, I have a lot of hours now. I've always wanted to foster. I can do it. That then turned into, as the pandemic continued, I don't want to just foster. I want to adopt. I'm home. My kids are home. I want to give them something to do and engage. And so it's been really interesting. Now it's turned full-fledged to adoptions. And we have, I hate to say we have no animals because that's really not true. We don't have animals that the average family would want right now. They're very medically or behaviorally challenged.
Is the demand greater for dogs or for cats, or is it about the same?
It's both. It is both. While it sounds very exciting at its surface, like yay, our shelters are empty. One of the very bad things it has led to is the increase in fraudsters, really just trying to cash in on this craze. In my own family, someone sent a $350 deposit to Alabama for a kitten that she never saw a picture for of. And I mean, that she never set her eyes on. She only saw a picture of. And she never got that back. They asked for a little more money so her kitten could get the next veterinary service it needed while in the breeder's hands. And she woke up and said, no, I'm not doing that. So it's really taking either people running out of money or catching on that there's so many scams out there because of people's desperation to adopt or buy.
I remember back during the Great Recession when times were tough economically, as they are now for many people. People surrendered their animals because they could no longer afford to keep them. But that you haven't seen that phenomenon occur here?
We haven't. We certainly have heard from way too many victims of COVID. If their family members, if they have passed away, or people who are hospitalized long term, and we've had a number of temporary housing cases for COVID patients that unfortunately have turned permanent because of their death, the owner's death, and. So we have had way more cases of temporary housing for animals because of hospitalizations and sicknesses. But because our animal volume in the time frame April to December of 2019, from April to December of 2020, dropped 30%, our intake, and that's significant. And so we were able to very well accommodate these pets who became victims of the pandemic themselves. And so while there has been an increase there because our other responsibilities and demands have lessened up, it was very easy for us to assume that. There's an awful, awful lot of chatter. Of course, we're following closely all our fellow organizations and the leaders in the industry, such as the Humane Society of the United States. And they are they're cautioning us to be prepared that this is probably not forever when the pandemic ends and people are returning to work. We now have a whole thousands and thousands of animals who are used to their people being home as part of their pack every day. Now they go to work probably full time. We know for a fact that will lead to some behavior problems, to separation issues, to people being too busy to care for their pets. And we also have a concern about if rental assistance, if subsidies for housing end, that and people are forced out of their homes, that may lead to a surrender epidemic, so to speak.